two immigrant children reunited with their parents after they were separated at the U.S.-Mexico border are now enjoying their newfound freedom in Connecticut. That's according to attorneys for the children. WSHU's Davis Donovan reports immigration authorities agreed to release the parents on Monday after a federal judge in Bridgeport ruled their separation was unconstitutional.
The children are a 14-year-old girl from El Salvador, publicly identified as VFB, and a 9-year-old boy from Honduras, identified as JSR. The girl traveled to the U.S. with her mother, the boy with his father. The children had been staying in a group home in Groton. Their parents had been in a detention center in Texas. Josh Perry is one of the attorneys representing the children.
As I drove down the highway yesterday with 14-year-old VFB and her mother looked out at the green hills of Connecticut, took a deep breath, and said, "It is beautiful to be free."
Attorneys didn't give specifics on where the families are, but Perry said they've been resting and spending a lot of time together.
They are overjoyed at being reunited and at being free. They have also been through an extraordinary amount of trauma and hardship, an unimaginable journey. And they are taking this time to begin the healing process.
A child psychiatrist at Yale University diagnosed both children with post-traumatic stress disorder. Governor Dana Malloy spoke at Yale Law School alongside the children's legal team.
What's going on as a matter of the United States policy is nothing short of political sadism. It was designed to inflict pain on children and parents to receive joy. The joy that they thought they would get was that this would stop people from coming to our borders seeking a refugee status.
The parents are part of a class action case in California in which a judge required the government to reunite families by July 26th. Attorneys for the children say it's uncertain whether or not the families could still be deported. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.